Good morning and welcome to Blueprint for Wealth. I'm Wayne Zell, your host of this very fast-paced half hour of special topics and special guests designed to help you realize your personal dreams of wealth and freedom. Blueprint for Wealth is brought to you by Odin Feldman and Pittleman, a full-service law firm located in Fairfax, Virginia, serving the entire D.C. metro area with clients all across the country. If you'd like to know more about OF&P, visit us on the web at ofplaw.com. And if you'd like to read some of my articles, or view some videos, or listen to some audios on tax, estate planning, and business planning topics of interest, please visit my blog at blueprintforwealth.org, where you can subscribe and receive weekly updates on items of interest. And lastly, I invite you to read my column in the Washington Business Journal, also entitled Blueprint for Wealth, where I will publish articles monthly on topics of interest in tax, estate planning, and business planning. Today, we're going to be talking about non-compete agreements. We've talked about that in the past. We've had special guests appear from the firm on the show to talk about non-compete agreements, but there's an important provision in every agreement that deals with a non-compete that may be of importance to you if you're negotiating this in your contract today. And that I refer to as a choice of law provision in a non-compete case. You may see some boilerplate at the end of the agreement that refers to where the agreement is governed by, what law of what state governs the agreement. Is it Virginia law? Is it Maryland law? D.C., Delaware, New York, California? The choice of law in non-compete clauses is really important. Why? In Virginia, the Virginia Supreme Court has recently ruled that they clearly do not favor non-compete clauses. And if they are broadly written, the court will throw out the entire non-compete agreement. Whereas in Maryland and many other states, the courts may apply what is known as a blue pencil rule. They'll take their blue pencil and they'll mark out the provisions of the non-compete agreement that just don't pass muster under local law. But they'll keep the rest of the agreement intact. In fact, they may rewrite portions of the agreement so that it's enforceable under the laws of the local jurisdiction. Known as the blue penciling rule, Virginia does not necessarily honor that rule, but other states do. So the choice of law provision in a non-compete agreement or an employment agreement is really important. And the reason is that non-compete laws vary from state to state. California, for example, favors employees. Ohio law, on the other hand, recognizes and protects the employer's interests. So the law that a court chooses to apply to a non-compete clause has very significant, if not clearly dispositive, results. Generally, courts apply their own law to contracts made or performed in their state. But courts must use choice of law rules to decide what law to apply in contract cases involving parties or performance where parties are located in more than one state, or performance occurs in more than one state. For example, when I was with one of the big, now four, accounting firms, they had me sign a non-compete agreement. And the non-compete agreement was enforceable under the laws of the state of New York, which is where this particular accounting firm's headquarters were located. Even though I worked in New York occasionally for certain clients, I was based out of the Washington, D.C. office. The question is whether that governing law provision, that choice of law provision, clearly applied to me under that contract. If the parties agree on the law to govern their contract, the courts usually will apply that law unless the state whose law the parties have picked has no connection to the parties or the lawsuit whatsoever, meaning that there may be a strong public policy in the court's own state that prohibits it from applying another state's law. Also, courts enforce the party's agreement on the location of the court, known as a forum selection clause or venue clause, unless the agreement was the result of fraud, is unreasonable at the time of litigation, or deprives a litigant of his or her day in court. Historically, many courts have applied the law of the state where the parties performed the contract. So if the person worked in Virginia, the laws of Virginia may apply. Since the place of performance bears the most significant relationship to the contract itself. States that adopt the restatement of laws approach, such as New York, Ohio, and Texas, however, examine the intent of the parties and decide which state has the most substantial contracts with the agreement and the parties. These substantial contacts include the place where the contract was made, the place where negotiations over the contract took place, the place where the contract was to be performed, in other words, where the individual was to perform the services, the location of the subject matter of the contract, and the domicile or residence or place of incorporation and place of business of the employer. The restatement of the conflicts of laws has a specific set of listing of criteria that I just read to you that many courts will apply. New York groups these contacts and identifies their center of gravity. California and Pennsylvania apply the law of the state with the most significant interest in the rules. California will not apply the law of a state other than California if the law of the other state does not bear some substantial relationship to the parties of the contract, and the law of the other state violates a strong public policy of the state of California. Since California Business and Professional Code Section 16600, banning employees' non-competes, is a strong public policy, California courts usually will not apply the law of a state that may enforce the non-compete. For example, if the person is working in California for a corporation that's located in Maryland, even though Maryland has a very strong public policy of enforcing non-competes against employees, the California law and the California courts may not abide by the Maryland rules and may disregard the non-compete in its entirety. Florida takes a relatively inflexible approach. It applies the law of the state in which the parties executed the contract, unless the contract is for the performance of services, which usually is the applicable rule for non-competes. Many states honor the party's selection of the law that governs their agreements. States that apply the restatement of law, conflict of laws provisions such as Ohio and Pennsylvania and Texas will apply the law chosen by the parties unless either the chosen state has no substantial relationship to the parties or the transaction, and there's no other reasonable basis for the party's choice of law, or the application of the law of the chosen state would be contrary to a fundamental public policy of the state that has the materially greater interest than the chosen state law. Florida courts, like those in California, apply the law chosen by the parties as long as a reasonable relationship exists. Compare that to a substantial relationship. New York follows the substantial relationship approach, which honors the party's choice of law unless the chosen state has no substantial relationship to the parties, or the application of the law of the chosen state would be contrary to a fundamental policy of the state that has a materially greater interest than the chosen state. So these words, materially greater, substantial relationship, reasonable relationship, are all relevant in determining whether or not a state court is going to apply the law of another state in enforcing a non-compete agreement. And that's really important when you're drafting these agreements, and it's really important when you're having your attorney review them. Make sure your attorney is familiar with the laws of the state in which you're going to be performing the services, which is really where the inquiry begins. There's also something known as a forum selection clause that I mentioned earlier. The U.S. Supreme Court has held in the case of Bremen versus Zapata Offshore Company that a forum selection clause that is fairly bargained for and not the result of fraud will be enforced so long as to do so is reasonable at the time that litigation occurs and does not deprive a litigant of his day in court. So courts generally are going to enforce these forum selection clauses. What do they look like? Well, they'll say, first of all, it'll say that the laws of the state of Virginia will govern. But beyond that, the forum selection provision may say something like, the parties agree that if any litigation or dispute occurs, that they'll litigate in the Fairfax County Circuit Court or the Eastern District of Virginia, located in Fairfax County, Virginia. Now, as I mentioned, the courts will enforce these clauses selected by the parties unless the contract was the result of fraud or overreaching. Enforcement would violate a strong public policy of the forum state and enforcement under the particular circumstances of the case would result in litigation in a jurisdiction so unreasonable, difficult, and inconvenient that the plaintiff would, for all practical purposes, be deprived of his day in court. If you'd like to know more about non-compete agreements and how to draft them and whether they're enforceable, give us a call at 703-218-2100, and we'll be happy to assign you to one of the lawyers in our employment law group at Odin, Feldman, and Pittleman.